Welcome to another exclusive real estate podcast with Altus Group. Today I'm joined by Ross Litkenhaus, the Senior Director at Altus Group's Tysons, Virginia office. Joining Ross today is Gary Block, who's a partner and managing director at the Meridian Group, which is a locally based real estate development firm currently very active in the Tysons market. And both of these companies, along with Holland & Knight, will be hosting an event on October 20th at the Borough, which is Meridian Group's newest development in Tysons. So we're here today to give our readers some insight into that development and the impact to Tysons market, as well as provide some additional details around the event this week. And Gary and Ross, how are you doing today?
Doing great, thank you. Good morning, top of the morning on a good Columbus day.
Doing great,
good
Ben.
Morning. Well, thanks. Big thanks to both you gentlemen for joining us today. And Gary, let's start off by focusing on a major topic of this podcast, which is your company's coveted Tysons development known as the Borough. So tell us why this is such a significant development for Tysons.
Great. First off, thanks, everybody. And, the Borough, we are very, very proud of it. It's a 18-acre mixed-use town center complex. This is a complex that we acquired about a year and a half ago, and it currently is a three-building office project at the Greensboro Station Metro with about 650,000 square feet. And included in our acquisition was an 18-acre development parcel, which we have branded the Borough. The Borough will be phase one of the Borough, will be 250,000 square feet of retail, 750 plus or minus units of residential, and 400,000 square feet of office. And the project is just for you, for the folks who don't know the Borough, it's bounded by Greensboro Drive and Route 7, by West Park Drive and Solution Drive in Tysons, again, adjacent to the Greensboro Station Metro. We're very proud of this project, and we think it's going to totally transform Tysons from a suburban edge city to a urban center.
That's great, Gary, and that's a perfect lead-in for my next question, which is one I think that will really gain the interest of our readers. So can you tell us about some of the challenges you faced in getting this deal going, possibly around land assemblage, approvals, or even financing?
Oh, I can't give away the secret sauce. But Matt's a great question. We were good and lucky. Sometimes you make your own luck. The assemblage was an acquisition with a large federal contractor who we have a close relationship with. It was our second acquisition from them, and we worked for 2 years on getting this acquisition from them for the 18 acres that houses the both three-building office building complex and the development land known as the Borough. We worked extremely closely with Fairfax County, who is very, very supportive of our project and very good to work with to get our approvals, which we anticipate having later this month. Some of the difficulties, whenever you're putting together a mixed-use complex, you have a lot of difficulties with the conceptual development plan. We are actually, the retail, which I described is 250,000 square feet, is actually two-thirds pre-leased with a Whole Foods Market and a Showplace Icon Theater. And these pre-leases have enabled us to get all of our attractive financing in place.
That's great. Really exciting stuff. And let's switch over to Ross. You've been heavily involved in the commercial real estate market here in the Tysons area for almost a decade now. So in your opinion, how is this project going to impact Tysons, or in the world of the Tysons partnership, how will the Borough contribute to the mission of making Tysons America's next great city, if you will?
Yeah, it's a great question, Matt. I think a lot of people don't realize this, and frankly, I'm guilty of forgetting it from time to time, but Tysons is the 13th largest office market in the country. You know, we've got approximately 24 million square feet of office, and a good bit of that square footage, some of those tired assets, are currently in planning for redevelopment. I mean, in total, and this number changes a little bit, but in total, you know, Tysons has more than 40 million square feet of real estate in the planning or development process as part of this new master plan and for other reasons. And what that means is that you've got tremendous attention on this market, which is certainly one of the reasons that Gary's group is focusing on Tysons. And, you know, you've also got a lot of competition to stand out. Now, fortunately for Gary, and I know he and his partners planned it this way, but they have a first mover advantage of sorts. You know, they've got the opportunity to be one of the first major mixed-use developments to this market under the new plan, and a chance to capture a lot of that growing attention. So, you know, I think what Gary's group has accomplished and is planning to continue through the remainder of this development is also it's representative and to some extent, if I could say, the embodiment of what everyone set out to do with the Tysons market and that new master plan. I mean, in essence, a place where you work, live, play, and is also transit accessible, which the borough certainly is, sitting right on top of Greensboro Station. You know, and I think when you talk about the borough in the context of all this, you know, they've effectively checked the box in all those areas. I mean, it is a massive mixed-use development, bringing in Whole Foods, with the added residential on top of the other retail and the office component. I mean, it really is that work, live, play environment. You know, but one of the challenges, I think, and the responsibilities to a degree, is to pull this development off and show Tysons and what I'll call any doubters or haters of the greater Tysons plan that it can be done. And, you know, Matt, many of our clients, many of my clients in this market are really looking at the borough as a test case of sorts. You mean, you know, can the market support it? Is the market going to absorb it? Will the market mimic it to a degree? But I think the most exciting thing, at least in my opinion, is not whether it will work, because I certainly believe that it will. I think the most exciting aspect of the borough is seeing how the market as a whole is going to leverage that development success, kind of plan and build on some of the other market-making projects that are currently underway in the planning process. So you can kind of think of this project as a fountainhead of sorts. And you love seeing projects like this because we can look back in about 20 years, maybe even a little bit longer, and see how this project's impact or even inspired other projects that followed. So, you know, who knows, Gary? You know, you guys could become like the Beatles or the Rolling Stones of real estate development in Tysons. But it's a very exciting project, and it's one of many to come. But Gary and his group moving first and putting together something, I mean, really spectacular, is going to be great to see how that impacts the rest of the Tysons market and a lot of these other projects that are in the planning process.
That's great, Ross. Thanks for those insights there. And before we wrap up today, tell our listeners a little bit more about the upcoming event on October 20th that will actually be hosted at the borough.
Yeah, this is great, and we hope all of our listeners and anyone else that's got a particular interest in real estate development in Tysons or just in what's happening in Tysons in general can join us. On October 20th from 6 to 8, we're hosting a networking event, which will be the focus will be the borough. And the existing office assets over there at Greensboro Station. Gary's going to give a great presentation and maybe give, you know, folks a little bit more insight into that secret sauce that he was referring to. But it's going to be a great event for networking, educational purposes, just to kind of meet and interact and rub shoulders with other folks who have a like interest in what's happening at Tyson. So that's on the 20th, which will be next week, 6 to 8 p.m., and we're going to start off, it'll be hosted in the main lobby of Greensboro Station. We'll be sending some other information out through our websites and invitations throughout the industry, but we hope anybody that has some interest will join us, and we'll certainly get registered for that. But it's going to be a very exciting event, and again, Gary and his group are going to go into more detail and show folks, really kind of pull back the curtain and let you see what the borough is all about. So very, very exciting event, and we are very happy to be co-hosting it with them.
Yeah, and Matt, I just want to add that Ross had some great points, and for all of you listening, and for those your friends, you know, real estate used to be defined as location, location, and location. And when you come out to the event, and we're going to explain to you why it's not just location, 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 and what it really takes to make an attractive project that will be in demand by consumers and office users and retailers, all above. So come out and see us, and we look forward to it. Thanks very much.
That's great, guys. Thanks, and before we sign off here, anything else you guys want to add?
I think Gary summed it up perfectly. I think this is going to be a great event. And, it is an exciting project, so we hope folks join us on the 20th.
What a perfect way to end this exclusive real estate podcast with Altus Group. And as we mentioned, we were joined today by Ross Litkenhouse, who's a senior director in Altus Group's Tysons office, as well as Gary Block, who's a partner and managing director at the Meridian Group. And both gentlemen were kind enough to share some insights today on the very exciting project, The Borough, as well as other Tysons real estate trends. And once again, we hope you all be joining us on October 20th at The Borough. And thank you, gentlemen, very much.
Thank you.
Thanks, Matt.